Boker Tov, Chodesh Tov to everyone. I want to speak out with you a small halakha that's really brought down in the Ben Ish Chai, in Halachot Purim. So the Ben Ish Chai writes, The Ben Ish Chai writes that everyone is chayav in hearing the Megillah. Men, women, both men and women are chayav, they're as chayav as each other, right? Unlike other mitzvot that are around, women are as chayav as men are in the mitzvah of Megillah. Why? Because afhen hayu be'oto anes, they were also involved in the miracle. So therefore, they're also mitzvah, they're also commanded on pirsumei nisan, on publicizing the miracle, by way of hearing the Megillah. So now, the Ben Ish Chai writes, however, women, although they know how to read the Megillah, they should still hear it from the men. And this is the Minhag, he writes, in Ira Kodesh, in Yerushalayim, that is the Minhag. He writes, Shemeolam lo nishma shehaisha kara Megillah. It's never been heard before that a woman would go and read the Megillah in public. So therefore he writes that men should always be reading it for the woman, even though the woman may be fluent in the reading of the Megillah. And trust me, in my life I've seen women that are more fluent in reading Hebrew than men are. You know, they're more fluent in that. But despite that, you should find a man who's fluent in the reading of Megillah to be motzi the woman. So now here's where the question comes about. So now, woman, most of the time, you know, a couple has kids. So a couple has kids, and if they're little kids, so both the husband and the wife are not able to go and hear the Megillah at the same time, the same minyan. Right, they have to take turns. Like this is the case in my situation. I have three kids, all under the age of four. Someone's got to watch them. So my wife has to stay home while I'm going to read, and then we have to flip. We have to swap, and then she goes. And usually in most communities, there is a special reading, special Megillah reading for the woman afterwards. So the question is, the one who is reading the Megillah for the woman, does he go and make the bracha, all the brachot, for the woman also? So at first glance, you'll say, what are you talking about? It's the same deal as every other mitzvah. Afal pi sheyatza motzi. Even though you yourself, personally, you already fulfilled the mitzvah. However, since you are going to help someone else fulfill their obligation, you can go and make the bracha for them, because even though you are yotze, the mitzvah, you could be motzi someone else, and therefore you should make the bracha for someone else. That's the case by kiddush, that's the case by havdalah, that a husband who already made havdalah or made kiddush, when he goes home, he could say kiddush with the bracha, he could say havdalah with all the brachot, and be motzi the woman's obligation and all the household members. So at first glance, one would say the same thing applies over here. However, the Ben Ish Chai throws a monkey wrench at us. And he says, "V'im kara bevet haKnesset v'chozer v'korel l'nashim." If let's say a man read it in Bet Knesset, and then he's going back to read it for the woman, "Lo yivarech bishvilam v'gam hem lo yivarchu." He should not make the brachot for them, and they should also not make those brachot. Rather, he should just say, "Okay, I'm starting to read." Without any brachot. What's going on over here? So in the Sefer Pri Ilan, he has a Pirush on the Ben Ish Chai. He writes on the bottom that it's quoted from the Sefer Yafel Alev, who I believe is the son of Rav Chaim Falaji. That he says, yeah, I agree, and that's the same, that's the halakha, that a man should not make the brachot for the woman. Why? Why is that? He says, because it's impossible for the woman to pay attention the entire time and to have in mind, you know, to have in mind and follow word for word the entire Megillah from beginning to end. So therefore, we don't want the bracha to be he's a pretty big feminist, no? We don't want the bracha to be a bracha levatala chas v'shalom, and therefore, he should not make the brachot for them. We don't want it to be a bracha levatala, right? However, it's Chaim Avadia Yosef writes, as well as many other poskim and the Chida, and many other poskim, no, we've never heard of such a thing before. We don't make up our own gezerot, our own reasons that are not brought down in the Gemara and the Rishonim. We don't make up reasons like this. Okay, true, not true, whatever. That's not for us to create. And therefore, Therefore, Chacham Avadia Yosef writes in Halechot Olam and also in Chazon Avadia that we don't worry about these gzerot, and therefore, especially because nowadays most women, most Jewish women who are going to hear the Megillah, they are literate. They know how to read. They know how to follow words, right? Some of them, like I said before, some of them want to follow even better than men do, and therefore. And especially if you're Israeli, you live in Israel, that is the mother language. That is the language of the country. So you know the language pretty well. You know how to read Hebrew. So he says, therefore, that is the minhag in Yerushalayim, that the person, a man who is being motzi, woman, only woman, makes the brachot beforehand, makes... I'm sorry?
If there's 10.
Yeah. Only if there's 10. Only if there's 10. And that is the halakha. That is the halakha. Wait, I don't know about 10.
Why
10? Because there's a Nisa, you need 10. Right. So you have to be 10. You need 10. Right, you need 10. You need 10. Right. Zakubaro. Chodesh Tov, everyone. Mishenichnas Adar.